AircheckDownloads.com.
Rick Dees, counting them down.
These are the 40 most sizzling hits in all the land, according to Cashbox magazine. Here we are at number 13 on the countdown, and a guy who really, really cares about his recording career. In fact, he recorded his new album at night after shooting all day as one of the actors on General Hospital. And now he's got a hit series, a hit song, and a tremendous big teen following. Here's Jack Wagner, All I Need. On TV, you may know him as Frisco Jones on General Hospital, but that's Jack Wagner, All I Need. It's up 5 to number 13 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Now, this is fascinating. As fans and photographers mobbed the streets to get a glimpse of Paul McCartney, one woman shrugged and walked away. She said there didn't seem to be much of a chance to talking to Paul in the crowd. And what was her name? Eleanor Rigby. It's the truth. She used to sing for Ike and Tina Turner, and she was a backup singer for them and was there in the crowd to see Paul when he had his debut for Give My Regards to Broad Street in Hollywood. Well, Eleanor, better luck next time. At least they sang about you once. Here is Paul and No More Lonely Nights from that same movie, number 12.
I can wait another
day. The wealthiest man in music. That's Paul McCartney and No More Lonely Nights, hovering at number 12 for the third straight week on the weekly Top 40. Well, coming up, we're going to tell you how Mr. and Mrs. Springsteen enjoyed their son's concert.
The weekly Top 40.
You're just one song away from the top 10 songs in all the USA. Here we are at number 11, and Bruce Springsteen. In fact, his parents, who live in the suburb of San Francisco, came to a show in the Bay Area recently, and Bruce dedicated the song Darkness on the Edge of Town to his dad. Mr. and Mrs. Springsteen rocked out for all 4 hours of their son's show, and they gave their son and the show the highest of reviews, as would be expected. Here's their boy, Bruce, and number 11. Born in the USA, that's Bruce Springsteen, up 3 to number 11 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Ooh, I'm excited. The next hour has the top 10 songs in all the land. Eddie Murphy's been on hold again.
Yeah,
let me
still
get
there.
Eddie. That's Eddie. The sound of Eddie laughing all the way to the bank.
How about...
Yeah. Any other comments, Eddie? All right. You have a great weekend. Now it's nice to have an exclusive interview with Eddie Murphy here on the Weekly Top 40.
Rick Dees, the Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40.
You know, we're just proud to be with you on great radio stations all over the globe, like Hit Radio 96 in Pittsburgh, 98 WCAU in Philadelphia, Music KO93 in Modesto, and KFRX, Lincoln's music station. Congratulations to Brian Adams, who has the honor of making the cover of this month's Vancouver magazine. The story is entitled The Man Who Loves Songs. And he loved this one so much, he got it up to number 10. It's Run to You. The Weekly Top 40 and the man from Vancouver that 8 years ago was washing dishes in a restaurant and singing in high school bands on the side, Brian Adams and Run to You, up 6 to number 10 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. At number 9 now as we crack the top 10, a young man who's played quite an important part in musical history. The historical moment began like any other day, but then at the age of 5, he came skipping home from school and showed his dad a picture he had drawn of a bunch of stars and a little girl in his class. His dad said, "What in the world is that, son?" The boy replied, "It's Lucy in the Sky." And a song was born. The kid was Julian Lennon. His dad, John, and Julian has gone on to sound a lot like John Lennon himself. At age 21, here's Julian Lennon and Valot.
Sitting on the doorstep.
Julian Lennon and Valot, and by the way, he says he's proud that he sounds like his dad. He's up 2 to number 9 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Stay there because we're going to go home with Pat Benatar coming up.
The weekly Top 40.
AircheckDownloads.com.